Now, let's talk about practice a little bit. Practice whenever you can. Practice in the car. That's where I do a lot of my really good practicing. You can't really use a lot of two-hand stuff unless you get skilled with driving with the knees, and this is generally frowned upon by the general public and the police. But if you can pull it off, I've done it for many thousands of miles. Another neat place to practice, I think, is in a rocking chair, because you can rock back and forth and keep rhythm and keep time. I think it's better to practice 15 minutes four different times during the day rather than sit down for a solid hour. Sometimes if you say, well, I'm going to play every day from 6 to 7 p.m., and you force yourself to play for a solid hour, it doesn't sound good, you don't want to, you get tired, you make mistakes, it's not fun. I think you'll do better if you play, I don't know, even 10 minutes at a time, six times a day. Now, if it's fun and you're having a good time, sit down and play for 2 hours. There's nothing wrong with that. Every time you play, I would practice this blues scale just a few times. You can break up this scale or break up your licks into small parts and put them together. Again, if you're trying to learn a particular song or a particular lick or a skill, then don't think of the whole thing as one giant lick. Break it up in its parts and put it together. Once you get the scale down, virtually every lick and everything you hear is going to be out of that scale. And like I said before, if it sounds good, it is good. You don't have to have a PhD in music theory to realize that a harmonica player or his licks or what he's doing sounds good. If it sounds good, it is good. If it sounds right, it is right. If it's not right, you need to make it right. Usually, beginners will play along pretty good, and they'll hit a real bad note, and they'll just keep playing it over and over. It's generally a breathing problem. If you will slow down, stop what you're doing, find out what sounds good, and play that, most of the time you'll find that you're running out of air, and all of a sudden you're gaining air to make that bad song. So find what sounds right, play it slowly until you get it. Playing fast is no big deal. Playing right and clean is. So again, if it sounds good, it is good. You know, you go to a church picnic, they got apple pie, you taste it, it tastes real good. You don't have to interview Betty Crocker to tell you that it's good. It is good. So don't make a whole lot out of it. Harmonica is good if it sounds good. And we're going to try to play harmonica and learn by ear because that's the only way you can do it. You have no visual cues. In other words, I can't show you frets. It's not a piano. I can't show you chords. You can't see what my hands or anything else is doing. All I do is put the harp in my mouth and all this sound comes out of there. So I will try my best to explain to you all these different skills in two or three different ways, hoping that one of them will stick. You have to learn each of these skills on your own. And by playing the scale, I know it's a little boring, but your ear will become accustomed to the sounds in the scale, and eventually you'll automatically go to the notes you need to find, or if you hear somebody else playing and you're in that key, you can say, oh, that's a six blow. If you can find a starting point, you can find the rest of the stuff. So eventually you'll be able to find licks and recognize things just because of the notes in the scale, because you know them. The more you play them, your brain will subconsciously sort it all out and it will come back to you. Again, that's why I think it's better to practice four times for 15 minutes rather than one time in an hour, because it gives your brain four times the chance of sorting things out.